Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL with Fred Landry and Lopez. You are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're going to talk about where the Texans have been vacationing this offseason. I just want you guys to grade the vacation.
Okay.
And tell me what you think about this person in this situation. Just the first thing that comes to your mind when I say these vacations. My buddy Deontay Foreman, he's not really my buddy. I'm buddies with his dad, but I'm working my way there. Deontay Foreman vacationed in the Dominican Republic.
Are we doing letter grades here?
Yeah.
I give that an A plus. Right out of the chute, I think that's an A plus. And the reason is I'm a big believer. I've been trying to do it my whole life. Getting out of your comfort zone once in a while.
Yeah.
Do something, experience life, do things that that you've never done before. I'm guessing Deontay Foreman, unless he has some family there or something, is stepping out of his comfort zone. I love that, the Dominican.
But do you really think he's stepping out of his comfort zone in the sense he's probably going to stay at a really nice resort?
He's going to experience the country.
Yeah, I mean, but Dominican ain't no punk, man. Plus, there's
it's
gorgeous women there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's stepping out of my comfort zone, I'll board the flight as soon as we're done with the show. It's going to be an A-plus for all these guys.
No, it might not. And you got to realize that some of these guys, you got to be a little bit more creative than this.
Really?
All right. Well, then go ahead. Brandon Dunn, Denver. Is that an A plus?
No, that's a C minus to a D.
Isn't he a D lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you giving that? You giving that an A?
I don't know. I mean,
that's a C minus at best.
We don't know.
Peed in a cup yet?
Well, no.
High grade marijuana called Kush on the street.
He will when he gets back from when they check into training camp. But at the same time, too, I mean, I don't know that he's not making that long cheddar. He ain't making that JJ Watt money yet. So,
well, go to Miami then.
He's balling on a
budget. Go to Miami.
Listen, I've heard nothing but good things about the city of Denver.
No. Everybody swears by it.
Well, so does Brandon Dunn. One man's Denver's, another man's Miami.
Nuke Hopkins went to the Dominican Republic and Miami.
Well, that's terrific.
That's a double win.
That's not a surprise.
And Paris, he's been all over.
Yeah, I mean, it's D-Hop is.
Oh, I saw some pictures he was posting from Paris. That's
right. He's living the life of Riley right now. He's good.
J.J. Watt went to Ireland, Rome, and Morocco,
and never got engaged in any of those places.
Good for him. Yeah. Still going strong, man. Still going strong. No need to rush it. No need. Listen, he's focused on one thing and one thing only. And that's playing football this year. Good for him. And he needs to be.
Yes.
And he needs to be.
Deshaun Watson, Germany and Paris.
I like this for two reasons. One is, it's Germany and Paris. But two, if he's smart, he went and got a little bit of blood treatment while he was over there, too. All right, got a little bit of that running through the legs.
It was a business trip. You can write it off.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully it was a business trip, which I think everybody here
it's all
would
write
be
offs.
A-okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Like Seinfeld. You don't know what a write-off is, do you? No, but they do.
Shout out to George, the loophole who knew that I unfairly stereotyped the name Keisha as a non-white name. Kareem Jackson, he went to Cabo. Brian Peters went to New Zealand. He might want to save that money. He might be cut pretty soon. No, I'm just kidding, Brian.
He'll find it. He'll find a place.
713 if you want to get in. Whitney Merciless went to Italy.
Good for Whitney. You know what? I expect big things. And you know what? Whitney got that in-the-loop mojo.
Mm-hmm.
He was feeling it.
Whitney had a great time here on the program.
He was into it.
He got the in-the-loop mojo. He's got 2 years left on this deal. He told us himself that he wants to get a new deal, that one more deal.
Mm-hmm.
I expect Whitney Merciless to have a bang-out, bounce back year, 15 sacks, Whitney Merciless, book it.
Mm-hmm.
Booked.
Book it.
JJ. All right. I got JD Clowney with 15, so yeah. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, it's the bet book. Greg Mantz, he went to what? Camelback, Arizona.
Well, he's a golfer. He went with his
wife. He was hiking.
Hiking.
The picture I saw, he was hiking.
Go to a resort. I got no problem with that. Again, if I'm in the NFL and I got this time off, I'm going out of the country. Because you can go to these places oftentimes.
Camelback anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
Well, most of the time.
Curtis Drummond went to Mexico and the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic was banging this year.
Yeah.
I wonder if they all three went at the same time.
I don't know.
Johnson Batamasi went to Portugal.
Ooh. I like that.
He's a deep dude, man. He that is a smart, smart human being.
I was just going to say.
Smart human being.
You know he went there for a specific reason.
He's an intelligent guy. He's one of the most, he's one of the most active, socially active players in the entire NFL. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's a badass special teamer.
Yeah.
He's going to help the Texans special team a lot. When you give someone $2 million to basically be a special teamer, you're pretty
good. That's all you need to know.
Although most people might be familiar with him for the Super Bowl when he replaced Malcolm Butler. That didn't go too well. But
no,
at least Belichick trusted him. Finally, Christian Covington. He went to Japan. No, thank you.
Oh, don't sleep on
no,
Japan.
No, thank you.
I've heard nothing but good things, but I've heard Japan's off the hook. Sleep
the restrooms, dude. Man, like you got to sit on the ground.
Oh, that's
I ain't sitting on
the
ground.
That's not
dude.
In Tokyo. But when I was in Nagano and up on the mountains,
dude,
and you covered,
I'm not
dude,
doing
it's
that.
It's a hole. You got to squat, like all the way
that's
down.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a catcher.
I'm 6'5", dude. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I went to this one little kind of like a bed and breakfast up on the mountain when Peekaboo Street, remember her?
What kind of grub?
Real good food up on the mountain. It's all Japanese, of course, because you're not going to find,
ain't no Mickey D's on top of a mountain.
Ain't no La Villa.
Nah, there might be. Hey, don't sleep on Mickey D's being in Japan.
No, that's
not
in,
on top of a mountain
in Tokyo,
Nagano,
yes.
That's for
but,
sure.
Yeah, but not in Nagano. And so I went into this place.
Peekaboo Street reference.
Yeah, how about that?
There you go.
And so I was on top of the mountain at this little place. And you take your shoes off and all that. Not only was it that kind of restroom, it was a community restroom.
Ew. But hey.
So you go in there.
Wait, so you all are looking at each other squatting down like that?
Yes, with no stalls.
Good times.
Like it's just holes in the floor.
No teepee?
Oh man,
they aren't very shy about nudity in Japanese culture.
I didn't make a lot of eye contact. I'll tell you.
Listen, flashing your junk is one thing, but how'd you wipe your ass?
Same old way.
Okay, so they did have toilet paper there.
Yeah, they flush. No, they flush. It's just toilets.
What's the point? Why?
That's just the style.
It's just what they did.
What do you mean the style?
Hey,
it's ceramic and everything, or whatever they make toilets out of. But it's just flush with the ground.
Why?
I have no idea.
Does he look like a Japanese engineer to you? No.
I just want answers. I don't get this.
Yes.
All right, let's grill Freddie D.
Engineers out here. 713-572-4610.
Let's prepare Freddie D.
I need to change the music. Let's get something a little more appropriate for the mood. So let me tell her straight up.
If you weren't listening, Freddie has an appointment.
Let's go.
It's just lunch.
Yeah, my girl Tanny needs to hurry up and give me the deets on this. But,
yeah. So they're going to interview you.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at this during the break. Apparently, they can have like follow up interviews with you before they even set you up.
Yeah, and then you're supposed to. Apparently, after you go on the date, you're supposed to give them feedback on how it went.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal
pretty
here.
Legit. It's
so
pretty,
I stumbled across some. It's just lunch questions they're going to ask you.
Okay.
Some of them are very simple. I'll just roll through them. You don't even have to answer it. Good. What are your life goals? What motivates you to get up in the morning? Actually, what does motivate you to get up in the morning?
What's that? To be the best human being I possibly can be. That's what.
See, that's a good answer.
That's it.
But you gotta be honest.
I
want to
be an American.
If you're not answering. Honestly, you're not going to have a good date.
No.
So you got to be completely honest. Biggest role model in life? I'm going to go through some of the easy ones first.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Duh.
Still? Really?
To this day, he's the greatest. Human being of all time.
All right. And feel free to answer some of these too, Landry, if you want.
He's still looking for music to play.
What is your most bizarre talent?
What's my most bizarre talent? Box jumps.
Come on now, you got to give it a little bit.
What's my most
Landry,
bizarre
while he's thinking,
talent?
Do you have a bizarre talent?
Wow. Yeah, I was a really good color as a kid. For real.
Like coloring books?
Yeah, I won like 4 coloring contests.
That's actually a great answer. That's a great
I mean, it's a bizarre
answer.
Talent.
Yeah.
What's my
Here's the key. You get the crowns and you press down as hard as you can. Like there, and then you get a toothpick. And you wipe off the crown to where it looks light. But I won like 4 coloring contests as a kid.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Man,
mine has always been juggling.
Got a sword at the circus.
Is that a bizarre talent?
No.
I've been able to juggle.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's good. Yeah.
I've been able to juggle since I was like 7 years old.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So if you do something like what he just said, it'll
just gotta be random, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. What's my most?
All right, we'll get back to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll get back to that.
I can say the alphabet backwards.
I cannot. I've tried.
I can do that.
I
easy.
Just can't do
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-O-K-J-I-H-D-F-E-D-C-B-A.
that.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMOKJIHDFEDCBA.
What a weirdo.
States in alphabetical order. Do that. That's
freaking
easy.
Freaking Rain Man over there.
States in alphabetical if you ever need that.
What is the accomplishment you are most proud of?
The accomplishment I'm most proud of, probably serving in the United States Navy.
All right.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Let's get into
pander.
Not your children. Interesting that he said that. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. All 45 seconds of it? Yeah, that was hard work.
Your best friend would describe you how? These are getting good. I'm getting into the good ones now.
My best friend would describe me how? Loyal.
Your worst enemy would describe you how?
Arrogant, right?
Don't get my answers.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
My worst enemy. Oh, man. Would describe me as what? Obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
Obnoxious.
What is your best physical trait? Dude, these are questions.
My best physical trait? My shoulders.
Oh, look at my shoulders. I got big shoulders.
I mean, I could say traps. Traps, shoulders. Yeah, it's all the same.
In my trap
what
house.
Is the best physical,
not my calves.
What is the best physical trait in a woman?
Oh, gosh. He's going to, he thinks butt, but he's going to try to be appropriate and say something different.
I mean, ass or legs.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, you know.
By the way, I got an answer. Our listeners, the loopholes are just so, so good. The Japanese believe that squatting like that helps clean the bowels better.
Yeah, well, you get that squatty potty. Yeah. That's the same thing. Yeah. So, you know, there might be something to that.
How often in the past month have you felt love?
Every day. Every day. Because my daughter stays with me, and my daughter loves that. That girl tells me every day how much she loves me. So, yes, I feel that's a true story. I feel loved every day. My daughter is exceptional.
Obviously, they go through all the political and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you happy with your physical appearance?
Yeah.
Do you
absolutely.
Have to be happy with her physical appearance?
Yeah.
Always.
Mostly.
No, I mean, like, I think they mean, like, for eternity.
Oh, I mean, listen.
In other words, they don't want you just rolling through these women, like, you know.
I don't want her just, you know, in 5 years to say, the hell with it, I'm done, mm-hmm. and just, you know, becomes a heifer.
How important on a scale of 1 to 5 is money?
3.
Huh. See, I think you're gonna do well. What 2 things do you enjoy doing the most in your leisure time?
Working out.
Watching hoops or something like that. You got to say, like, watching sports, I bet, right?
Whoever this host is on ESPN, Donna Rossini, I like watching her, too. Yeah, does that count? Working out and, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess reading. I don't really, but I just started reading again, and I'm making a point to finish this book. Hanging out with friends. I thoroughly enjoy hanging out with friends. I like hanging out with friends and working out. Those are my 2 things I like to do the most.
When it comes to a physical relationship, what is the most important thing for you?
In a physical relationship?
Now we're getting good.
What do I like?
I think they mean how.
I mean, just be involved, be engaged.
Be engaged?
Be engaged. I can't have no starfish.
This is a good one. Landry, you can answer this one. In one word, why did your last relationship fail?
Me.
Bitch.
Me. That's easy enough. That's easy enough.
But that's revealing.
Yeah. No, I know it's me. Yeah. I'm not even close.
No, probably me. Yeah. You know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's good. Well, there's others, but most of them are pretty basic.
Yeah, keep it going.
How far should we reach for your matches? In other words,
like, how far would you be willing to go?
Yes.
Distance.
Physical.
Oh, I mean, like, complete
physical
opposite?
Or distance?
Yeah. Like, distance. Like, actual driving distance.
I mean, not...
Ends of the earth?
Harris County.
That's good.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Good.
I mean, we can dabble in the woodlands, all right? Mm-hmm. You know, I might go to Conroe if I'm feeling some type of way, if I see a picture first.
Oh,
but,
here's a good one.
Yeah, maybe
here's
Galveston.
A good one. What color would describe you?
Blue.
Oh, wow, like depressed blue or just the color?
Just blue, baby. Blue, like the sky and the ocean.
How about you, Landry? What color would describe you? Not red, we know that.
I don't know. I can't answer that one. I can't answer that. I don't know what that means. What color would describe you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Blue, baby.
Do you like your job?
Love it. Love both of them. I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed.
Do you like your parents?
I do now. I used to hate them both.
See, that's all good. That's all good. What movie character are you?
Wow. What movie character?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Davis in Harsh Times.
Oh, my gosh.
Ha ha! He dies, of course. But anyway, that's another story for another time. That's a lot of lettuce for all my Harsh Time fans out there. Oh, I could go Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction.
So, Landry, how's this going to go for him?
It's going to go good, man.
I think it is, too.
It'll be all right.
It'll go good.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Then they're going to realize that you're so self-deprecating, but some women dig that.
Some women do. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. And, of course, you know, and I don't know if these women are going to understand that, listen, whatever happens on this date will be brought up on the show.
Or are you going to record, though?
John Richmond.
That's right. That's right. That's Landry Locker. I'm Freddie D. That is the one, the only, Mr. John Lopez. When we come back, let's take a look at washed up athletes as well as a trip inside the locker room. Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. Final hour of the program. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.